This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And it's going to be a bit of a rocky road tonight on a Tuesday. Yes, we're going to dive into this indictment stuff. We're actually going to do some history before that, kind of a little mini history lead up into the Georgia indictment stuff. We're going to talk about communism wrecking everything. Talk about Fauci, the bribery system we have in this country, the coldness of the Biden administration, Disney going down in flames, Skittles sucks, Oregon and Utah, of all places, with some jaw-dropping mandates, all that, tons of emails because I owe them to you, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. I want to first go here, though. I want to play you something I heard last year. And I remember, as I heard this, I thought, that is so brilliant. What, Chris? You don't even know what I'm saying. I thought, that is so brilliant. This guy, super talented and handsome. And I can't believe the foresight, the wisdom he has. I've been trying to prep you for a while that you're going to see Donald Trump arrested. They're going to indict and arrest Donald Trump. They're going to do it on camera, and it's going to throw you into a rage. Let's go down and check in with the Fulton County Sheriff from today, who was asked about Donald Trump getting a mugshot.
We are following our normal practices, and so it doesn't matter your status. We got mugshots ready for you.
We got mugshots ready for you. This is a terrible day for America. There's no question about it. We're about to do a little history, I think, that might help you, help me prepare for what's coming. Indictment number 4 came down today in Fulton County. And what I'm going to attempt to do for you and myself, this is as much for me as it is you, I want to try to separate acceptance and hopelessness. I don't think we should be both. We should have acceptance. We should not have hopelessness. And there is a difference in the two. But let's set all this aside for a moment, because let's do a little history. Why did I know that? Why did I come on the radio, you heard me, and TV last year, and I told you they were going to arrest Donald Trump, they were going to put him in handcuffs? How did I see all this stuff coming? What did I see? Well, I just read about history. You ever heard of Lev Kamenev? Lev Kamenev is his name. Now, I don't want you to shed any tears for Lev Kamenev because he was a communist and a committed one. He was a Russian and his parents were revolutionaries. He was raised by them and that's what he became, a revolutionary. And I'm talking early 1900s in Russia when the communists were busy committing acts of terror and then eventually revolting. And they did a communist takeover of the country. Okay, so Lenin takes over. Lev Kamenev's there. Eventually, Lenin dies. Stalin takes over. And Lev Kamenev, he's popular. He's been popular. A lot of people liked him. They understood his sacrifices he had made on behalf of the revolution. But here was the problem, really. The problem was he was a little bit too popular with the people. And Stalin, well, Stalin was a communist. Stalin was very worried about his own position of power. And so Stalin began what is known as the Great Purge. What it was Stalin controlled, tell me if any of this sounds familiar, he controlled every single lever of power in the Soviet Union, every single one, from the political levers to the justice system, to everything. They were all underneath Stalin's control. So what Stalin began to do was he began to have his political opponents, real or imagined, he began to have them arrested. And then he did something interesting. You see, Lev Kamenev, when he was first busted, when he was first arrested, he was given a private trial, secret almost. But then they decided, you know, that's not good. We don't need a secret trial. We need a public trial. A public trial where we already know what the outcome will be. And so Lev Kamenev was then put on public trial. Eventually, in case I'll just go ahead and fast forward to the end of the story, I know you're going to find this surprising, but again, Stalin controlled every lever of power. Lev Kamenev was found guilty. He confessed to his crimes. He confessed to his crimes even though he didn't commit them. He's not even really credibly accused of committing them. I think it was 1988 the Russian Supreme Court came back after the fact and said, yeah, this guy was totally innocent. Anyway, he was convicted of crimes that he didn't commit, crimes he confessed to because he was trying to save the life of his family. He had a wife, kids. So they, of course, took him out, lined him up against the wall and shot him. And then they promptly killed his entire family except for his young son. His wife died in the gulag. His kids were shot. So on and so forth. Standard communist things. These were part of the Moscow show trials. Moscow show trials. Fascinating read if you'd ever like to read about them and look it up. And I would recommend you do read about them and look them up because it might prepare you for something. But none of that stuff was my point. My point was this. There were many, many Moscow show trials, and they all went the same way. And one thing you might find fascinating, something I certainly found fascinating, was this. These guys, when they were incarcerated, there would, of course, many of them be tortured, or if they didn't want to torture them, they would bring in family members or threaten family members. Hey, sign this confession. We'll pull your wife's fingernails out, that kind of a thing. That's the kind of thing that can get any man to confess. But one thing that will hit you, one thing that hit me when you read about these trials is the acceptance. The acceptance by the men who had been arrested. An acceptance of the fate they knew was coming. Did you know that some of them would write down, would sign confessions without hesitation to things they hadn't done without being tortured or without their families being threatened? Okay, you've been arrested, you're totally innocent, but you sit down, they put the paper, the confession in front of you, and you sign it anyway. Men would do that routinely during the Moscow show trials, during the Great Purge. And do you know why they would do it? Because they were fully aware of how evil and despicable their government was, and they had accepted that the end for them personally had already been written. And in that case, in that scenario, if you're one of those men holding out some pie in the sky false hope just because you happen to be innocent or the charges were ridiculous, it would have hurt them rather than helped them. Instead, they knew it's over. One does not walk out of the Great Purge alive. Once the system snaps you up, the end has been written. The final chapter with the period on it, the end, period. I am heartbroken, disgusted, angry. I'm everything you are about what's happening in this country. Indicting the current Republican frontrunner, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. I'm disgusted, just like you're disgusted. I'm disgusted by the glee they're operating with right now. This is Fannie Willis and the judge having a grand old time in the courtroom.
I will now take a very limited number of questions prior to going to sleep.
That's it? Was it all you hoped it would be?
Ha ha ha! It's so fun! Ha ha ha! Ending the Republic! Ha ha ha! Hillary Clinton went on Rachel Maddow. They were just... living it up.
Very fancy meeting you.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Yeah, this is not the circumstances in which I expected to be talking to you.
Nor me, Rachel. It's always good to talk to you, but honestly, I didn't think that it would be under these circumstances. Yet another set of indictments. If bad actors
should see the smile on her face. I know it's radio, but you should see the smile on her face. And you know what? To give that horrible hag credit, she did win. She did. She committed all the crimes, got away with all the crimes scot-free. We know now that Joe Biden's FBI has wiped the evidence clean now, so she'll never be convicted of those crimes. And her main political enemy, the one who denied her the presidency the second time she went after it, is going to prison. So, yeah, she won. Okay, victory there. But I didn't say all this to bring you down. I know you're already down. I know you're already angry. I said all this because I think it's important that we wake up to a reality we don't want to accept. But it is important we accept it. Doesn't mean we have to lose hope. We do, however, have to accept certain things. So I'm just going to give it to you right between the eyes right now. Donald Trump is finished. I am sorry. That's awful. Donald Trump is finished. The end has been written. Either it will be prison, or I would argue the more likely scenario is they're going to make that poor man sign a plea agreement to not run for president. Now, I didn't say that because I want you to stop supporting Trump or anything like that. You support him, don't support him. That's not the point I'm making. I said that because it is time we prepare ourselves for the country we live in, and it is time we accept certain things about our nation. Things like stuff I'm going to discuss in just a moment. Before I get to those things, we are going to need to be strong for this future we have. We are going to need to be full of energy, focus, and strength. We will. We have many, many, many battles to fight. How are your hormone levels? When's the last time you went and got blood work done? That's everything. You know that, right? It's everything. I tell you about Chalk, C-H-O-Q, because their natural herbal supplements will get you in the place you need to be physically, hormonally, to get you ready for what's coming. Every dude listening should be on a male vitality stack from Chalk already. 90 days, 20% increase in your testosterone. Get a subscription. Every woman should be on a female vitality stack. You should be starting your day with chocolate powder. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, talking about where we are as a nation with this latest horrible news about the ridiculous Trump indictments in Georgia. RICO charging him like a mob boss. Not only Trump, 18 co-conspirators, 41 charges, everyone in the Trump world officially being legally intimidated and persecuted by this country. I see a lot of cope on the right. A lot of wishful thinking. Now, we need to pray. We need to hold hope for certain things, but we also need to make sure we are grown up and we understand that these are Moscow show trials and the end is written. This is what evil systems do. The end for Donald Trump is written. It's awful. It's heartbreaking. It's freaking horrible, but it is what it is. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we give up? Should we quit? Go home, it's all over. No. It means we focus on preserving what we can preserve. And there's so much we can preserve. We cannot, under any circumstances, allow these indictments to dishearten us, to have us quit, or maybe even worse than that, to have us have our only political involvement be staring at the television or listening to the radio, complaining about the indictments and Donald Trump and how unjust it is. If our whole focus is on the trials in 2024 and the primary and the presidency, then we have already lost. Do you know that there is a chance that we can have a tremendous victory in 2024 that no one will even know about? You have any idea how many local elections there are out there? Congressional elections, huge props that may or may not pass. We could have an anti-communist sweep of 2024 and wake up after the election with that cadaver still in the Oval Office and act like we lost. I'm not saying we need to accept the presidential loss now in 2024. I'm not. I'm saying we must get to a place of acceptance that there are parts of this nation that are not the United States of America. They are Moscow in 1930. New York City is not the United States of America. It is Moscow in 1930. If you are a member of the ruling political party in New York City, you are pretty much immune from crimes unless there's another communist who wants your position. Then you're in deep trouble. If you're a Republican in New York City, You either get out or you keep your head down and your mouth shut because you don't have the Constitution. You do not have rights. You live in a country that is broken and lost. And when you're in New York City, you have no escape from it. There is no level of power that will protect you. When you are in Fulton County, Georgia, where this ridiculous indictment came down today, you are not in the United States of America. You are in Moscow, 1930. Get out or keep your head down and your mouth shut. Same thing applies to D.C. DA in Georgia has given Trump until August 25th at noon to surrender. Then the cops come with weapons pulled out. I think he will surrender, by the way. The Trump trial in Georgia, they're already floating the option, the possibility of televising it. Do you remember that story about Lev Kamenev I told you like 35 seconds ago? Remember they tried him once quietly and they decided, wait a minute, we know how the trial's going to go. Let's get this bad boy out in public for everybody to see. It's not just that they're going to destroy and finish off Donald Trump. They're going to make sure you see it. And part of the reason they indicted 18 people around him and part of the reason they're going to want to have this trial publicly is so you see it and so you stop fighting, give up, right, wash your hands of it. What they want is to throw Donald Trump in a cage, which they probably will do, and then they want you to give up because of that. Oh, well, it's over. 2024 is lost. No more America. Nothing worth fighting for anymore. No. Just because the federal government's lost and New York City's lost and Atlanta's lost and Chicago's lost does not mean all is lost. There are huge portions of this country that can be salvaged and saved for ourselves and our children and their children after them. But we are not going to salvage any of it if we allow the system destroying Donald Trump to destroy any and all motivation we have to fight. That means there are some things we must accept without becoming hopeless. We must get to a place of acceptance and not a place of hopelessness. And as long as we're talking about acceptance, let me once again burst your bubble with something here. I am seeing so much of this. Oh, Supreme Court's just going to overturn it. Appeals Court's just going to overturn it. What? Do you not understand where you live? You don't live in some free country now with a justice system and the ability to do these things. Will a Supreme Court throw out some of it? Oh, probably. I would guess so. I was talking to a legal expert this morning, though. I brought up the Supreme Court overturning it, and I couldn't get the guy to stop laughing for about 5 minutes when I even asked the question. He said there's no way they're throwing out all of it. He's facing over 700 years in prison, even if they throw out 90% of it, where we've seen the last of Donald Trump. Gone. Now that can make you angry, and it should. It makes me angry. But it also should wake us up that we have different fights to fight. All right? Not hopelessness, acceptance. Acceptance of hard truths in the corrupt country we live in. All right? All right. We're moving off of all this indictment stuff. We got other things we have to talk about. We also have to talk about kids. Specifically, let's talk about babies. You know, the unborn ones, the ones that don't have the ability to protect themselves. They've been killed in this country for decades, decade after decade after decade of abortion, abortion, abortion in this country. It's very sick how accepted this has become. And it's accepted because a lot of these women have simply been lied to their whole lives. Clump of cells, just a burden, just get rid of it. Oh, it's just like going to the bathroom, just dump it. These women don't know. They're young. They're scared. They don't know. Preborn brings them the truth. Preborn brings them love, care, and the truth. A free ultrasound. Please, come on in. Have a free ultrasound. When she hears that heartbeat, well, clumps of cells don't have one of those now, do they? Preborn provides life, gives life. Your $28 is what allows them to do it. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I know this has been hard to hear. It hurts. It hurts you. It hurts me. I'm not cheering. But we have to get to a place where we accept that our country is broken. Not that we cheer for it, not that we don't try to fix it, but we can't pretend as if we live in a normal country. I got this email. Boy, tell me this one doesn't hit. Dear Great Oracle, I was raised in Jerusalem. I'm 60 years old, and as a child, I knew many Holocaust survivors. My father once asked a neighbor with a tattoo on his arm what we should look for to warn us that something like the Holocaust is possibly in the works. The man answered, "Have you not heard? It is always the same. It is the criminalization of the citizenry, and that's how it happens. Do not allow this to happen." He said, "Thanks for all you do." So that's where we're at. The American government has repeatedly announced that they have declared war on you. They think you are an enemy of the state. And because of that, and because there has been no pushback, no fight in the Republicans whatsoever, they feel like they've already won. That's why they sound so gleeful. That's why Hillary goes on Rachel Maddow's show and sounds like somebody who knows the end is written, because it is.
Hey, fancy meeting you.
Oh,
here.
I can't really nice believe this.
Yeah, this is not the circumstances in which I expected to be talking to you.
Nor me, Rachel. It's always good to talk to you, but...
Jesse, are you telling me there are zero local and state district attorneys and prosecutors looking for a single crime committed by Joe, Hunter, or anyone else in the rest of the Biden crime family in all 50 states and hundreds and thousands of cities? Is anybody investigating these creeps at all? Well, how many times have you heard me get on the radio here and scream from the rooftops, how has there not been a single Republican DA indicting a prominent Democrat? There is no escape from the Moscow show trials, from the corruption of this system, without the Republicans in Congress defunding the DOJ and FBI, and without Republican DAs getting revenge, firing back, arresting them, make them be afraid. But because there's clearly no appetite for that whatsoever in the Republican Party, that has sealed Trump's fate. And sadly, my concern is it has sealed the fate of the United States of America as it is constituted federally. I mean, not your individual, not each and every individual neighborhood and area, but as it is federally, this lack of fight from the GOP right now, it's dooming us. And here's why it's dooming us. These people at the beginning of COVID, they decided to start testing us. That's what COVID was. And remember, how many pieces of audio have I played for you? This isn't my theory of them talking about that, especially the World Economic Forum types. They'll basically get out and say, well, I mean, we had to test and see what's what? The levers of power. We had to see who was it. It was Klaus Schwab's daughter was talking. Remember, we played that audio for you. Chris, grab that if you can. Klaus Schwab's daughter, I think it was a couple weeks ago, she went on camera and essentially said, hey, we got all these new levers of power. We have all these new powers. Let's give them a try. And so they gave them a try. And what happened when they gave them a try? What happened was they got no pushback at all. There were no revolts. There was no mass rebellion. The people said, "Oh yes, I mean, I guess I am scared of a virus. Put a mask on my face and inject this special heart exploding serum into my body when as much as you want." Yeah, I mean, this is her. Listen to her.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money, to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before, to create a change that
you
is
heard
not
what she
incremental.
Said, in a way that was but, not possible before. You heard. COVID excited them. They started testing out these powers, these new levers. Very exciting. They're great reset.
something didn't happen that had to happen. There was no pushback. In fact, almost all these people, they were all reelected. They were all either reelected or promoted depending on their roles. They'll go on TV right now to this day, express no regrets whatsoever.
Any concern that you've gone too far in any way with the stay-at-home restrictions?
No. I know that what we have done, the vast majority of people in Michigan agree with and have done the right thing.
And so the system tested us and they found us to be weak and subservient and pathetic. And they started to stretch out a little bit, started to flex a little bit. Let's see just how much we can get away with. Let's see just how much I can abuse my power. Let's see just how much I can go after my political opponents. And so from there, they sent the FBI out. They sent the CHECA out into the public, locking up January 6 people who did hardly anything wrong. They went after pro-lifers. They're going after Donald Trump while running protection for Joe Biden. And all this stuff is out in the open. And they liked what they saw. Not from you. I'm not talking about you. From the GOP. No pushback. No governors. No state AGs. No pushback in the Senate. No pushback in Congress. Nothing. They just kept poking us in the ribs and poking us in the ribs and poking us in the ribs just to see, hey, are they ever going to respond? Oh my gosh, these people, as they poke and poke and poke, they're never going to respond. I can do whatever I want. And now they feel like they've conquered us. And frankly, federally, and in certain locations like New York City, they have. They have conquered us. They sound like they're gloating because that's what happens after you sack a city and the city falls.
I will now take a very limited number of questions prior to going to sleep.
Just having a good time. Just a little press conference. I got to go get some sleep. Why? No pushback. No fight. None whatsoever. It's really, really sad that all the fight has to come from you. Where are our elected officials? They're gone. They're nowhere to be found. Everything is on you now, which is why I tell you so often, it has to be legal. It has to be local. There's very little chance these people are going to be able to fight for us. I'm talking about the low-T GOP. So you're going to have to fight. That's all there is to it. Legally and locally. Save your neighborhood first. Save your community first. Get involved in your school board. I don't go, oh, Jesse, the area is too blue. No one votes in these school board elections. Go out there and give it a shot. Make a run at it. It matters. We can take back control of so much, even as we watch the federal system become completely hostile to us and attack us. We can build little mini citadels for ourselves all across this nation. We can build little fortresses where we can have some protection, where our children can have some semblance of a normal life. But we can only do that if we dig in legally and locally, and we dig in right now, because I'm telling you, I know it hurts to hear, but there's no one coming to save you. Nobody. Not Trump. He's already done. DeSantis isn't going to come in and save you like Jesus Christ. No. That's not going to happen. We will take command and control of our communities and take back this country from the hinterlands in, or it's over. I say we can do it. Not hopeless. We accept what we've lost and we fight to preserve what we can and try to claw some back. That's our plot forward. Now let's talk about people not being able to eat. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about funding our enemies. We must be more purposeful with where we spend and do not spend our money. We do have to cancel our Disney Plus subscriptions. I'm sorry. We do. Stop buying Nike. Stop paying Verizon every month to spit in your face and spit on your country. Stop paying AT&T and T-Mobile, especially when you have an option like Pure Talk out there that saves you a fortune. You don't have to give up your phone. You don't have to give up your number. All you do is save money, and then you send less money to a company that loves your country,
a company that supports veteran suicide? That's what you get with Pure Talk. And it takes 10 minutes on the phone. It would take you longer than 10 minutes to walk into Verizon and switch. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 10% off the first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. That's a little bit of an odd selection for tonight, Chris. Not that I'm complaining about any Johnny Cash. I love me some Johnny Cash. Ghost Riders in the Sky? That sounds intense. That sounds intense. Anyway, Joe Biden got up and spoke today, and it went pretty well.
But then, when I signed the bipartisan infrastructure again, which...
when I signed the bipartisan... blah, blah, blah. All right, quit. Average New Yorkers rocked by inflation. I can't afford proper food. I saw, you know, we were talking last night about the lamentations of the working man. And I was talking about how much pushback I saw from the left and a bunch of snooty britches on the right about people complaining about their state of living today. Ah, oh, we've never had more flat screen TVs and smartphones are never better and things like that. And I did the best I could last night to lay out for all these snobs who have no idea what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. I tried to lay out for them that normal people are watching their life evaporate, their standard of living, over $709 per month. That's what the cost of inflation is for the average family right now. Meaning you have an extra $709 bill now that you didn't have 2 years ago. And people in the upper income levels that aren't feeling it, that's fine. That's good. Maybe that's your situation. But in the very least, accept that other people are going through it. Why do I get this? Why do these people not get this? It's probably because I've lived that life most of my life. Paycheck to paycheck. Scraping to get by. I got to have overtime. Overtime isn't a burden. Overtime is something I got to have to make ends meet. But there's such a separation with the snobby elite class in this country. And how normal people live. Do people not understand? Do these pundits, do these people not understand? People are texting their wives and husbands from the grocery store today, not a year ago, today, asking for purchasing decisions. Meaning, hey, I can't get ground beef and that pasta we were going to get. Which one do you think we should get for this week? Somebody making $500,000 a year doesn't have to make that decision. But there are millions of Americans, maybe you're going through this right now, who are having to make that decision. And there's nothing more despicable in the world than looking those people in the face and telling them how good they have it. Quit whining. Shape up. What's wrong with you? Quote, I can't afford proper food. That's from a 67-year-old woman. 67-year-old woman from Queens can't walk into the grocery store and afford to feed herself. And yet we have politician, after snobby writer going on television day after day explaining to them that they've never had it so good. These people really are, they are everything I've described in those three characteristics over and over and over again. No love of country, none. No love of country, no connection to the real world and how normal people live. They grow up rich, it's off to fancy college, then it's off to some cushy intern job at MSNBC or some think tank. Soon you're making $1 million a year and you never have had to count your hours at the end of the day on Friday to make sure you're going to get enough money on your next paycheck to pay the bills. That is a huge problem. The disconnect is a huge problem in this country. Huge problem. All right, we're moving on. We have to get to a bunch of emails. Let's do this before we get to emails. Because I have Disney stuff that's good. We have Fauci stuff, kind of ugly. Joe Biden sucks. This is the anniversary of Afghanistan falling. And we have tons of other stuff we're going to get to tonight. I want to get to MyPillow first, though, because you spend a third of your life in bed. One third of your life is spent in bed. That's a lot, wouldn't you say? You don't spend a third of your life really doing anything else besides maybe working. What are you sleeping in? How good are your sheets? Do you still comment on them? Compliment them? Gosh, these are terrific, because I still do with my Giza Dream Sheets. I think I've had Giza Dream Sheets for over a year. I think it's been well over a year. I still wake up in the mornings and think, oh my gosh, these are fantastic. Giza's the world's best cotton. Mike Lindell made the best sheets from the world's best cotton, and right now they're on sale, their lowest price ever, as low as $29.98. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. All right? All right. Hey, Jesse. Thanks for today's show and every show for that matter. In your last segment, you said, keep going. I am a 57-year-old who feels it's over. Didn't happen for me. Just going through the motions. I wanted you to know those words inspired me to keep going and not give up. Thank you. We don't ever give up. And you don't ever accept that it's never going to happen for you, because tomorrow might be the day that it does. Did you know? Let me tell you a little something. Did you know that obviously we have this show now completely lucked out, blessed by God. There's this huge national show now. Did you know that the wife and I were going through some pictures this weekend? We were hanging out, having a glass of wine, just kind of reminiscing on memories and things like that. That a little over 6 years ago, a picture came up about something we were doing at the time. And we remembered we had run out of money. I was out of work and we had run out of money. She was having to go back to work because we needed health care benefits. We didn't even have health care. We didn't even have health insurance for the kids. We were out of money. We were flat broke and we were busted. And the next month, it was about 1 month after that picture was taken and after we were flat broke, that I got a phone call I didn't even know was coming that changed my life. A phone call that led to all this. Somebody was paying attention to some crap I was putting online and liked it, decided they were going to give us a shot or whatnot. One phone call. Now, maybe you're thinking, Jesse, nobody's going to call and give me a radio show tomorrow. No, that's right. That's right. They're not going to call and give you a radio show. I'm not telling you that. But they might call and say, hey, you looking for work? I've got an opportunity here. They might call and say, hey, I saw you in the supermarket. You're pretty cute. You want to go on a date? Your life might change tomorrow. Whether you are 7 or 87, your life can always change. So even with everything going to crap around us with the dollar and the Trump stuff and the political situation, and it's hard to find somebody, and maybe everything didn't work out the way you had pictured it, there's always tomorrow. We never stop moving, ever, all right? We can never, ever stop moving. You were put on this earth for a purpose. You are here on purpose. You were made the way you were made on purpose. You don't get to give that back. You fulfill that. And the second God's done with you, I promise you'll check out, right? The promise when you're done, you're done. So you don't have to worry about it, right? All right, we have an hour. Well, that was an hour. We actually have 2 more hours. I swear we're not cutting the show short. Sometimes it gets confusing when you do such an important job like radio. What, Chris? When you do this super important job, sometimes the stresses of life can just overwhelm you and you get screwed up by the clock. All right, shut up. Quit. We're going to focus. Talk a little bit about this Hawaii stuff, Afghanistan, Disney stuff, bunch of emails, all that's still to come tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.